This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Babe, how would you say your social battery is right now?
Probably non-existent since having Bear, but it's slowly coming back and I'm almost ready to get back out there and host a game night, babe. It's been too long.
I'm ready for that too.
I would say after having a baby, we've been in survival mode and haven't had a lot of extra time for socializing, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, we both know it's important to surround ourselves with community during hard times. So it's been a tough balance that we're trying to manage. We actually talked about this in therapy recently, and it's been really helpful to dig into.
We've been open about getting back into therapy after having our third baby, and it's been a great game changer for us. We recommend it to literally anyone, not just couples going through a hard season. It's a great place to learn how to set boundaries, communicate, and learn how to build a social life without draining your battery.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, BetterHelp is an amazing option.
It's all online, so you can do whatever fits best with your schedule, which is perfect for us, especially with three babies.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and they let you switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/EastFam today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EastFam. Let's get back to it. Like a couple years ago, the idea of a baby moon was so ridiculous. And a honeymoon for a baby, like how weird is that? But I realize now, and you actually said this when we were headed down there, what a special time it is for us to be able to celebrate this pregnancy and this child.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Couple Things.
With Sean and Andrew.
A podcast all about couples.
And the things they go through.
Wow.
Wow.
Today we are going to be talking about baby moon. And let me just preface what has happened in the past 20 minutes. Yeah. Because we are discombobulated.
There's been a lot that's happened. First of all, today's a big day because we have 20-week ultrasound.
We do. We have the anatomy scan, which I'm so excited about, but I'm so freaked out about. So my mind, I didn't sleep very well. My stomach is upset. I'm just very nervous.
And, you know, when we had the 20-week ultrasound with Drew, it was a big learning experience, humbling and perspective changer generally. So we've been praying all morning, getting in arguments all morning.
All morning.
And on edge generally, but also...
Well, I want to add that.
Okay.
Just because this is happening live. I don't know about you guys, but self-reflection on my part, I 100% become mean when I'm scared. And I don't know why, but I get super defensive and I get super agitated.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah.
I agree with all of those things. But on top of that, it's been exciting, I think.
Yeah.
We might have found a new member to the family.
Yeah. Andrew took Drew to the park this morning and in doing so came across a lost little pug. And he's, if you can hear him, he's barking in the backyard.
So it's not like a highway in Nashville, but it's a pretty main street. And
yeah,
it was empty road. And I just see this little pug trotting down the road towards me. So I got out. Nash got out. He jumped out.
We both
met the pug. And then we figured, you know what? It's probably better if we bring him home, keep him in a safe environment as opposed to letting him run wild. But I talked to a couple of the workers that were nearby, and they said they saw him walk down multiple streets. So who knows how far away from home he is.
And just to add, he's not downstairs by himself. Lexi's downstairs with him, and so is my mom, who's also trying to put Drew down for a nap at the same time. So it's just a mess, but we are excited to be here and to be talking about baby moon.
That's right. So let's just, and we will be doing a full YouTube video on this where we'll show you things, but we figured it'd be fun to kind of recap while the memories are fresh exactly what went down. And if you remember with Drew, we took a baby moon. That was June of 2019.
Yes, and we went to Portugal.
Yes.
Which is a place we had never been before. And I think I was 26 weeks pregnant there. I don't know, anywhere between 20 and 26. I know I was kind of in a similar place that I am now.
It was soon after the anatomy scan, remember? Because it was...
Oh, so then it was the same. I was 21 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, so, perfect.
Yeah.
Bada bing.
And I remember with Portugal, it was awesome. It was this new place we had never experienced before. And with our first baby moon, which is this new tradition that people basically say, before your baby comes, take a weekend. If you're able to go on vacation, awesome. If you're not, just take a weekend to yourself to be able to like celebrate this baby coming and to acknowledge each other and just kind of take a little step back and just breathe. So with Drew, we went to Portugal and we were so active. It was an interesting time of the year, especially there. It was actually really cold.
It was Portugal?
Yeah, it was like a cold spring. It was really a confusing time because it's like sunny and you want to wear shorts and a tank top, but yet it's cold and you need a coat.
Well, Portugal is also on the far west side of Europe. And yeah. So you're right on like the ocean and we were getting a strong breeze. There was, I feel like, one quarter of a day where really you told me before that trip, all you wanted to do was kind of hang out by the pool.
And which we did not do.
There was one day where it was comfortable enough to do that.
So we spent a week just kind of like...
If you know me, you know I love cereal. Our whole family does. And growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But now that I'm older, I know it's important to watch out for empty carbs and extra sugar. So I took a little break there from eating so much cereal. But now I've tried Magic Spoon. And Magic Spoon has classic flavors and the crunch you love, but it has way less sugar and it's high in protein.
We love Magic Spoon in the East household. I always get the variety pack. It has four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs with only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free.
It's pretty wild to think a cereal can be high in protein and low carb and still taste delicious, but it does. I love eating a bowl of the fruity flavor after a workout for some extra protein. And Sean here loves the cocoa flavor as a snack before bed. We think everyone should try Magic Spoon and taste the difference themselves. Go to magicspoon.com/eastfam to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code EASTFAM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked.
Remember, start the new year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/EASTFAM. And use our code EASTFAM to save $5 off.
Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode.
Seeing the sights in Portugal, we went to 4 different cities. We actually jumped over to Spain for a day. We had an awesome time, but we exerted a lot of energy, which was awesome back then, especially not having a toddler. We still had that energy. This time with this baby moon, I told Andrew, I was like, my dream baby moon this year is to go and sit somewhere on a beach and not move for 4 days. Mm-hmm. Just hand and foot catered to, be spoiled, and just relax. And I think that's just because of our lifestyle right now. It's so chaotic with work and with Drew and with like everything that I just wanted a true breakaway from everything.
And so here was the situation. Here's how we made our decision to go where we did for this trip. Was those of you who have been around for a while and have joined us on our journey know that I was in and out of the NFL for 5 years. And so I was in about 8 different cities with different teams. And what would happen is every time I would sign with a new team, they would put me up in a hotel. And so with Oakland, I remember we were in a hotel from literally the day after our wedding in 2016 until September. So however many months that is, just accumulating all these hotel points. And we had never used
6 months.
We'd never used a single point.
No.
So we were looking around and how did Cabo get on our radar?
So I have been to Cabo once before, but we were planning on going there with Jana and Mike a while ago. We had talked about doing like a couple's vacation. This was before the pandemic hit and it was just kind of a place that we had never been to. And I researched it during this time of the year and the weather looked amazing. Jana and Mike had just been to this resort and they said it was incredible. So I started researching it and it just kind of fell in love. And it was the Waldorf Astoria Cabo. And it just so happened to be a Hilton hotel as well, to where the NFL points actually worked. Yeah. And it's not NFL points. There's no such thing as NFL points. It's just Hilton points because the NFL. So I started diving into like what rooms would look like and I remember coming to Andrew one night and I was like, hey, what if we just like went all in like all in and got the nicest room and just kind of splurged, which we really
blow all the points yeah. is what the plan was.
And so we did.
Yeah. And we were looking up different places and the rooms that we saw in Cabo, there was options to have a room with a pool on the beach.
Yeah.
And you're 20 yards away from the ocean. So we said, that feels like a place.
And I was thinking through, I was like, how nice would that be? I have to pee every 10 minutes right now. So it's like, how nice would that be to just not
pee in the pool?
No, that's not what I'm going to do. To not have to like get in and out of the pool 10 different times within an hour and like trek to your room or whatever. This sounds super bougie, by the way. I'm very aware that this is like not, this is not real. But we basically got to like live in this hotel room and jump from like sleeping or waking up in the morning to straight into the pool, which like led all the way up to the master bath, like bedroom, and then take another step and we were on the beach. And
again, stay tuned for the full YouTube video on the main channel.
It was just the perfect place to where we could be on the beach, we could be in the pool, we could be taking naps, we could be eating food and never have to leave our room. And it was just so incredibly relaxing.
Yeah, it was great. So we planned the trip. Sean and I had, when Drew was first born, well, we took her to Park City. And then I think we had to do another trip where we were gone for 2 nights.
Yeah.
And it was
New York.
It was brutal to be away from the baby. I think that was only one night and that was still brutal. But we realized that we weren't going to go for a full week. No. It was just too long since we now have a child whom we love very much. We said, let's go 3 nights.
Yeah.
And if we need, I guess we could potentially stay longer, but the intention was always come back. And so we booked it on a Tuesday to get down there, right?
Yeah, we left. So we found a flight that got us in really early. So we landed in Cabo at 10 a.m., which gave us kind of an extra full day. We were there 3 nights and we came home Friday afternoon, which was awesome.
Yeah, it was great just because it was so quiet. There was nobody there.
And it just so happened that like when we arrived, we were able to get an early check-in. So we got to go straight to the room, got to have lunch, really get settled.
Yes.
And have like a full day.
So we'll dig into details now, but I would love, since we're interacting with you live, if you could submit questions, we'll revisit them after we debrief our experience. And also, if you're listening and haven't subscribed to the show or give it a rating or a thumbs up, please do so wherever you're tuning in from. We appreciate it. But we get there, and first of all, the airport in Cabo was absolutely quiet. We were off the plane and in the car to the hotel in 13 minutes with the bag.
So I actually wanted to talk about that. I think one of the reasons is we had booked this trip like a month or two ago. And it was around the time, it was like a week or two after we booked it, there was a new mandate that came out for COVID protocols for traveling. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
So we weren't sure if we were going to be able to go, and we wanted to do everything in like the safest way, following all the logistical rules. And so I was researching this new mandate. And basically what happened is the day before we left, we had to get a rapid test. With like a letter from the doctor stating that we had had COVID, we recovered, we had the antibodies, and we tested negative. A lot of things, a lot of documents. We needed that just to get on the plane to go to Cabo.
And that was no joke, the most expensive part of the whole trip.
It was because
of the point situation.
Yeah. So then we like did all of that, got into Cabo. And then as soon as you land in Cabo, you have to deliver your documents as well. You have to fill out these forms that like you get tested for a fever or like all these different things. But then as soon as we landed, you also have to make an appointment literally while you land at the airport for a test in Cabo in order to get back on the plane to go back into the United States. So 2 days go by, we have a test like at our resort. They have like, they had everything set up where you do the same thing. You get a rapid test. They give you your documents, they check your fever, they see the documents that you have from the United States. When you go to the airport, there's like a whole 24-hour processing journey that you have to go through to make sure the documents are like legitimized and everything in order to get back on the plane. So
I'm really glad that you explained all that and did all the research for that, because I still have no idea everything that was really involved in that.
Yeah, so I mean, I wanted to make sure we did it right and we didn't get stuck in Cabo and we took all necessary precautions. So it worked out really well. But I'm pretty sure that's why the airport was dead.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, so our two oldest kids have been loving science experiments. We post about it all the time on Instagram. And lately, we've been trying to find better ways to keep and continue their curiosity going.
Yes. And so I found KiwiCo with Drew when she was an infant, but have since graduated Drew and Jet, our two oldest, to like their science boxes, which helps them with like engineering, robotics, technology. And they love getting their hands dirty and in it. And the things that KiwiCo comes up with is amazing. So each month, if you subscribe or get a membership, you get a new box in the mail for your kid to open, and it's filled with goodies. I remember this as an infant, and it was amazing.
Awesome.
But now as a toddler, it's even cooler. They get to discover and build and create things with their science boxes that are amazing.
The activities are nonstop. You get to do things like engineering, robots. There's learning about science of ice cream. That was one of our kids' favorite. Yes. But they always do age-appropriate things as well, which is really cool and important. And it allows the teaching and learning process to go really smoothly.
Yes. My favorite thing about KiwiCo is that their boxes are age-appropriate. So as your kid gets older, the boxes develop with them. And it also kind of tells you where they should be developmentally. I remember as a parent, it's when I started KiwiCo as a kid, like as an infant, I loved that it gave parents tips to kind of encourage the educational process for your kid. It can be hard to find creative ways to keep your child engaged, challenged, and off their screens, but KiwiCo does the work for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
That's right. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo.
Get 50% off your first month on any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code COUPLE.
That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code COUPLE.
Yep.
We get there. They had Lysol'd our bag. I felt very safe about that whole thing, which was great. Mm-hmm. Everybody throughout the process was, I feel like, taking necessary precautions. And then we pull up to the resort. Yeah. Can I just share this?
Yeah.
First of all, Cabo is on the, so imagine California. And a lot of times I just forget that it's a part of like this peninsula. And it goes from like LA, San Diego, Tijuana is right across the border in Mexico. And then all the way down, furthest southwest you can get is Cabo. Mm-hmm. And so we were like I'm pretty sure it's the farthest southwest in North America. But we pull up to these massive gates. So beautiful. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the car ride, just seeing the landscape and the mountains. And we drive through the tunnels in a mountain. We drive through a tunnel and it was the most insane experience ever. They had literally drilled through a mountainside to build this resort.
They had chandeliers hanging from inside this like tunnel / cave that they had dug out just to build the resort on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah. So we felt spoiled and we get to our room again. We'll share footage of this, but it was better than I expected.
And so we're in the car almost to the resort and we're like talking to our driver and we're like, is this a good time to be here? Is it busy? And he's like,
yes.
Oh, it's the absolute best time to be here. There's nobody here. And it's whale watching season.
Which we literally had no clue of.
He said, you have the best room in the entire resort because outside your, like, while you sit in the pool, he said, you'll just see whales from morning to night. So, and we were like, what?
And we'd never seen a whale in our entire life. It was honestly a bucket list thing, but we didn't even have it on our radar for this.
I think we saw a whale within like an hour of getting into our room.
Yeah. So Sophie asked, did anything unexpected happen? And the whale watching was one of them. So we probably saw anywhere from 20 to 30 whales a day. And you'd see, what do you call the spout?
I don't know.
They would blow the water. They would breach the water. And then just you'd see their tail, you'd see the back of them. And it then was amazing.
Every once in a while, you would see them completely jump out of the water, their entire body. Which these these things are huge.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Yes. So that was, Sophie, one of the unexpected things. Thank you for asking the question. And the second thing was, I believe it was the first day we got there. No, second. The second day we got to Cabo was we got a text message from my brother.
Oh, yeah.
And my sister-in-law has been pregnant. We knew she was due around this time. And he said that we have a baby.
Baby boy was here.
That's right. So it was so fun to just... this was a baby moon full of babies. We saw baby whales, which is awesome to see them prance around with their mom. We met baby cousin. And then the other thing that happened that same day we found out we had a new nephew was...
Oh, I felt a baby kick for the first time. And he caught it on camera somehow, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just, it was a really cool, like, welcome to the baby moon because we are just celebrating this baby so much, which was cool. We also talked about names, which is something we did on the last baby moon. We made lists of girls' names and boys' names. And I don't know if we're, like, super solidified, like, stamped in stone at the moment for a girl and boy.
We have our finalists, at least.
Probably. We have our finalists, and we're down to, like, one or two for a girl. For a boy, we're down to, like, 8 or 10.
Yeah.
It's funny. The boy's name that we had, like, stamped in stone for Drew, because we weren't sure if she was a boy or girl, I don't think we want to use this time, which is funny.
It is, and we'll do a video on this. It's funny... having a second child, if we have another girl, like our first round draft pick for a girl's name has been used on Drew. So now it's like, oh, okay, let's just think of
another one we like. Yeah.
It's just funny how that works out. But
but I really like our names.
Yeah. Sean and I had such a fun time snorkeling. We explored downtown Cabo, and it was imperative for us to go shopping for Drew.
Obviously.
And so we ended up buying her what?
We got her two little dresses, which are so adorable. We'll show you pictures. I'll post some pictures on Instagram. And then we also got her maracas. Is it maracas?
Sean, well, Carrie Cardwell just said she wants to say that we're so intelligent and humble, and we've already forgot the name of a whale spout, which is called a blowhole, which Patricia reminded us. And then, yeah, I think it's maracas.
Maracas. I want to say Morocco.
Morocco is the country. Anyway, ironic given Carrie's comment.
But it was the cutest thing in the entire world when we got home, being able to see Drew and show her her dresses and give her her little maracas. She just lit up.
Yeah, we got video. Don't worry.
My gosh.
But honestly, the most special part, and I've shared this before, as I get older, I appreciate celebrating small things more and more. And so like a couple years ago, the idea of a baby moon was so ridiculous, and a honeymoon for a baby, like how weird is that? But I realize now, and you actually said this when we were headed down there, what a special time it is for us to be able to celebrate this pregnancy and this child in a similar way we did. And so that was really awesome. And then on top of that,
Andrew and I have been talking about this a lot lately, and I'm sure other parents can relate. It seems like we buy our kids clothes and they grow out of them instantly, which is why we are so glad we found the brand Posh Peanut. Listen closely, guys. Their clothes are amazing quality and made from viscose from bamboo, so they stretch with your kid as they grow and are 4 times stretchier than cotton. They have the cutest patterns too, from florals and Barbie to Disney and Hot Wheels. They have something for every kid that every kid will love, and they're truly made to last.
Jed asked to wear his Hot Wheels pajamas every night, and it's honestly adorable. It is adorable. The fabric is really soft and stretchy, which comes in handy when you're still changing diapers.
Oh, for sure. Plus, I swear their clothes get even softer the more you wash them, which usually doesn't happen with kids' clothes.
We also love that their clothes are chemical-free, which means they're delicate enough for babies with sensitive skin, which is something we've been paying attention to for Bear.
Posh Peanut is made for infants and kids, but they also have sizes for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. And if you're not a parent, consider this the perfect gift idea for any little one. For real, you guys, we love this brand and they're loved by over 1 million parents. Check them out.
Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code EASTFAM. Go to poshpeanut.com/EASTFAM and use promo code EASTFAM for 20% off your first order.
That's poshpeanut.com/EASTFAM, promo code EASTFAM. I'm headed there right now.
Let's get back to it.
I hadn't hung out with you, babe, as a friend.
Yeah, in a minute.
In over a year and a half.
Yeah.
We've been co-parents together. We've been, spouses together. We've been co-hosts together. We've been neighbors and all these things. But to have this time where it was just friendship with you and to hear you giggle, which happened a couple of times, was just really fun.
Well, we do date night and we try to do date night once a week, which is, sometimes really hard. And we try to take little getaways and stuff. But having a somewhat extended period of time where we knew that Drew was in great hands. She was with grandma and grandpa. And I could get ready at night just for you and be able to sit there and have a conversation and not worry about listening to the monitor. And
yeah.
Which is all just a blessing. I'm not complaining about any of that. That's the greatest gift in life.
It's nice to take a breath, you know?
Yes. It was awesome to be able to hang out with you.
Yeah. Sarah Jackson agrees. She just commented, as a mom of two herself, celebrating all the small things, it's the best. And making date nights all about us is so important. Thank you, Sarah.
I will say, funny story, if we have time.
Go ahead.
We did do one activity where we went snorkeling. And the reason I desperately wanted to go snorkeling was the last time we snorkeled was on our honeymoon. And it was life-changing. It was crystal blue waters. We saw hundreds of different fish. We were in the water for 6 or 7 hours all day snorkeling. And it was perfect temperature, everything.
You can watch that on YouTube. We have throwback videos from our honeymoon, which is so cool. Side note, go ahead.
So I thought it was going to be the same thing in Cabo, but we completely forget. We had been like in the pool 2 days now, and the pool was basically hot. And I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And we get there, and the water is 60 degrees.
Yeah.
And we basically were like, oh, we got to do it. So put on our, like, I'm in a bikini pretty much. Andrew's just in shorts. Jump in the water. I think we were in the water 15 minutes and we were like, I'm frozen.
Yeah. And
couldn't see anything.
Well, on the note of a bikini. All right. So on YouTube, if this video, well, if you want to see Sean do a pregnancy bathing suit haul, hit the thumbs up button and let us know.
Absolutely not.
You look freaking so good. I literally were rocking the little hat and glasses and that bathing suit, killing it. Your style is impeccable.
Thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, we definitely got freezing cold. And also I'm pretty sure we were just swimming in a bunch of bird poop. Like there's pelicans everywhere, which wasn't, but then another surprise, Sophie, going back to your question, we saw seals, which behave very similar to dogs, I feel like. And then B, we saw two proposals happen live.
Like beginning to end.
So Cabo has this kind of iconic arch and there was a boat we saw pull up and there's this couple on the front of it. And this guy popped the question right there. And then also at our resort on the beach, we saw another couple do it. And it was like, so cool.
It was beautiful.
It doesn't happen very often. That
for us to be on a baby moon. I was like, oh, like it was like a flashback to our entire relationship. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was. So we ate a lot of food. We didn't get sunburnt. Thank goodness.
Yes.
Spent a lot of time in the water and pretty much barely left the room.
Yeah.
We will say the best meal we've had, and then we'll get to your questions. You got it.
Okay. So breakfast. We're breakfast people. They have this thing called brioche French toast on the menu. And we're like, is it any good? And they're like, people come to our resort just for this. So it was basically like this massive piece of brioche bread they had cut the crust off of. And they like flash fried it for French toast, then rolled it in brown sugar, cinnamon and sugar, put some like sauteed berries on top, some coconut sauce and served it with butter and syrup.
It was pretty much like a big churro.
It was like a big churro or a massive donut basically in French toast form. It was amazing. So good to the point that we had already decided on the first day. We're like, we're going to have this on the last day right before we leave for the airport. Yeah,
and we ate so much, we felt sick. So that was great. I will say, closing out the baby moon summary, again, stay tuned for the actual footage of it on our main channel. But back to the whole concept and purpose of us going on this trip. We did it big because we had this weird setup with the NFL hotel points. We would recommend in whatever way you're able to or can sell doing something like a baby moon. It's just really fun. It's really special. Again, let's see. We've had multiple moms tune in and just say, you know, Andrea says she regrets not taking a baby moon. Because it's just a fun excuse to be able to spend time with your spouse, celebrate the baby, and you don't have to do anything elaborate. You don't have to go to another country. You don't have to rent a hotel room. You could literally just go out to dinner or go putt-putting or whatever it is, but just make time that's intentionally set aside for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think it's just removing yourself from the chaos of life for a split second and just being able to say, okay, this baby is another blessing to our life and it's obviously going to bring more chaos, but let's just take a moment to say, okay, wow, look at all that's happened. Let's celebrate each other. Let's celebrate the baby and let's just smell the roses pretty much.
Yeah. So let's get to questions.
You guys, I was so nervous about having thin, broken hair after having Bear, but no joke, I feel like my hair is at its healthiest point ever.
I agree.
Thanks. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, even in the postpartum days. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones, which is really important to us. I've made it a part of my daily routine for the past 6 months, and I am so happy with the way my hair looks and feels. I've actually had people ask me if I've gotten my hair done recently, and it's funny because I haven't.
Mm.
Yeah. I started using the Grow Hair Serum immediately after Bear, and my hair has never felt thicker and softer. I also like how it's not oily or greasy, so you can use it on wet or dry hair. I signed up for the monthly subscription of the Grow Hair Serum, and it's nice because you get to save money on your order, and you never run out of the product. Fun fact, Vegamore sells one bottle of Grow Hair Serum every 15 seconds on their website. That's how good this stuff really is. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/eastfam and use code EASTFAM at checkout. That's vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM to save 20% off your first order. vegamore.com/eastfam, code EASTFAM. Let's get back to it.
Yes.
Let me try to associate names here. So if you see a question, babe, you go ahead and toss it in there. Mandy Marie says, best couple and family goes to you guys. Appreciate you saying that. Don't know if we agree. We just have a bunch of fun sharing our lives with you. Oh my gosh, Sean. Amina has a question that you have been so excited
about. How is Drew's new bedroom going? So we actually started it yesterday. It's going good. There's nothing really to see yet, but wallpaper goes up in her bathroom today, which I'm really excited about. We're going to start painting it next week. I ordered her a new bookshelf because she's so obsessed with books. It actually arrived tomorrow. We're filming all of this. I'll show you everything, but I'm so, so excited. I'm very nervous for her to move, but I'm really excited.
Madison Hoff asks, did you find the owner to the dog you had in your backyard this morning? Let's see.
Don't know.
Let's see if we can.
He's being puppy sat right now while we do this. And then we're probably going to take him to the vet to see if he's microchipped, if we haven't received anything. But we put it on is it Next Door?
Next Door, yeah. Anybody ever heard of that? It's like a neighborhood sharing app. Let me see. I actually don't know how to find the.
Someone has asked, what do you hope the gender of the baby is? I really don't care. I think it would be incredible to have two girls. I think it would be incredible to have a boy and a girl. I really don't care. I'm 100% 50-50 split. I will say, though, we are getting the card today. We're not going to look at it. We are going to do a gender reveal on March 20th, which was like a big decision for us because we didn't find out what Drew. So I'm excited. I'm nervous.
Did you just answer Emily's question?
I did.
Okay, great. Darcy Kimbrough asks, is your 20-week ultrasound coming up? And it is.
So, Darcy, I am 21 weeks right now, but my 20-week anatomy scan is actually today in 2 hours. And I am very excited, but I feel sick to my stomach. It's silly, but it's the first appointment where you get to see their toes and their fingers and the chambers of their heart and how they're breathing and how their kidneys look and everything. And it's just a checkup for all of the things. So it makes me really nervous. But it should be good.
You want to just give a quick example real quick? Look at this. Wait,
point towards the camera. I can't put on my forearms at the moment.
Well, because your beautiful dress. By the way, everyone's asking where you got that dress.
Oh, it's Tarjay.
Tarjay. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
So I took two dresses to our baby moon, and one was brown, one was black, and they have new colors. So I ordered two more because I'm obsessed with them.
Yes. Lauren Sprunk, who struggles to leave Drew the most? her husband still won't leave their 4-year-old for the weekend. Oh. It's definitely something we have honestly had conflict over. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, healthy conflict. I feel like Sean, I feel like maybe struggles to leave Drew a little bit more. And that includes even for date night and getting babysitters, things like that, whether it's for an extended trip or just a couple hours. But honestly, you've done a really nice job.
Thank you.
I'm thankful for that. It's been special.
I think I struggle more.
Yes.
I'll probably use a baby monitor until he's 7.
So someone asked about the iguanas earlier, but Alyssa asked, what was the story with the iguanas?
So we were at a restaurant and all of these like vendors were walking by trying to like sell things, and we weren't really interested in buying anything, but this guy walked by with these two iguanas. One was giant, and I was just watching people's reactions, and they were just like mortified, and I was in love. And the guy kept seeing me like stare at these iguanas, and he was like, do you want to hold them? And I was like, yes. We obviously had to pay for that, but it was really cool. Everybody thought I was crazy, but I loved it.
Sonia Hill wants to know, what is our channel? It's the East Fam on YouTube. You can find Sean on platforms at Sean Johnson, me at Andrew D. East. Did you know the child on the beach in Cabo? Peggy asked. The child. I don't know if I know what you're talking about. Sorry, Peggy. Let's answer one more question, and then we'll let you all enjoy your Wednesday. Anella wants to know, will you guys be filming the birth vlog? That's a good question. Honestly, it's always a continuing conversation. I feel like it's dependent on our comfort level. We do love sharing things with you guys, but our priority is our family first. And so it's always a conversation that Sean and I have. Is this best for her and I's relationship? Is this best for our daughter? Things like that. So we would love to.
Yes.
But we shall see.
Yeah. It should be good. What?
Samantha Jo Beck, what's your favorite Nashville restaurant? There you go.
Favorite Nashville restaurant? What is our favorite?
Gosh, well, True Food. We lap Fido. It's Fido. Great.
Actually, I would say like our favorite true Nashville place is the Food Company.
Oh yeah.
For like delicious lunch, it's the best place.
Yeah, they got sandwiches and soups. Stephanie says praying all goes well today. Hey, listen, we're thankful you took the time to join us. Again, be on the lookout for the actual footage of the birth vlog, but it was fun to kind of have this conversation with you about how the baby moon went. Hope you have a wonderful day, and that's all we have for you.
All right, real quick for all of those listening out there, we don't ask for a lot of favors, I don't think, babe, do we?
No.
But we're going to ask you a favor today, all right? If you're listening to Couple Things Podcasts on Apple Podcasts specifically, will you please do us this short, quick favor?
We want to make sure you're staying up to date with our show, and Apple's latest iOS update has paused downloads for many listeners, and some of you have expressed our latest episodes aren't being recommended to you on Apple Podcasts anymore.
So here's how to make sure you're getting your episode. And again, this is for Apple Podcasts specifically. Open up that podcast app on your iPhone.
Search Couple Things and tap our show's icon.
And then in the top right corner, you might see a plus follow symbol. If you do, tap it to resume following the show.
If you get a prompt to, quote, turn on automatic downloads, say yes. That way, you'll get all of the episodes. Thank you so much, guys. We're so glad this update was brought to our attention because we want to make sure we're reaching as many of you as we can.
Love y'all, and we really appreciate you doing this.